Time now for our player profile, and joining me is Emily Erickson and Montana Vachorik. They were invited to the USA Women's Hockey Winter Camp between Christmas and New Year's. First of all, welcome back, ladies. You missed an interesting weekend in Pittsburgh, but you also got to be part of something really fantastic. Tana, this was your second time being part of this camp. Was it any different than it was the last time you participated? As far as like preparing for it or maybe nerves, anything like that?
Yeah, as for preparing for it, I knew what to expect. So like with the testing stuff, like it still sucked and I was nervous, but it wasn't like before last time I'd never done it. And I was all worried like, oh, I'm going to fail. I'm going to like do horrible. And so that was a big help. And it was a lot of the same players as August, and so I was a lot more comfortable around them and playing with them because I had played with them before.
Emily, your first time being part of this camp, did you get butterflies? Did you kind of get starstruck? I mean, some of those players have played on a couple of Olympic teams for Team USA. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely had butterflies. The week and a half leading up to it, you have those dreams about hockey and being not finding all your equipment and rushing out onto the ice. But yeah, I had butterflies, and when I got there, I was in awe pretty much the entire week. But it was an amazing experience. I met some really great people and obviously great hockey players.
The way the U.S. Hockey Women's Winter Training Camp works out, there's a white team and a blue team. You two had to play against each other. Montana, first of all, you were on the blue team. What was it like to see Emily across the ice from you?
I don't know. It was fun playing against her. We haven't played against each other since high school, so it was kind of like trying to remember what she does in practice because to stop her and stuff. But I don't know. It was fun, even though it would have been nice being on the same team.
Emily, you had a chance to play forward against one of your defensemen, one of the best defensemen on your team. What was that like? Did you try to deke her out or anything?
Oh, Tana's always tough back there, so I knew when she was on the ice, and that, you know, you just have to play according to, she's obviously a very strong player, so I dumped the puck in a couple times, I know that. So.
Speaking of which, I noticed on the USA Hockey website, they did some blogging. I saw that Montana had scored a goal. How many points did you girls end up with over the course of those couple of days in those games, Montana?
I got a goal and an assist.
And Emily?
I don't think I got any.
At least you got to play, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
For you, Em, what was the first day like, just hitting the ice? What time did you guys have to get up and be at the rink?
The first day was testing, and I heard that the testing was hard, so, I mean, that's obviously my butterflies had a lot to do with that, so... But finally getting out there and being able to move on the ice and work them out a bit was really nice. And I survived testing, so from there I heard it was all downhill. And it was. I mean, well, for the most part, but it was fun.
What kind of workouts did they put you through, Montana?
Well, the first day, like Em said, was testing. So we did a couple skating tests, and then we did a couple lifting tests. And then from there, we skated in the morning and had a strength and conditioning. And then we'd either have a game or practice at night.
How long were these days, Em?
I'd say it was pretty much eat, sleep, hockey, to be quite honest with you. Like, you hear that saying, but it was really the full eat, sleep, hockey kind of thing going on. But like I said, it was awesome. Good experience.
For most people listening, they may not know exactly what this camp involves. Do they put you up? Is there like an actual dormitory or a hotel? Or what are the arrangements like, Montana?
There is a dorms within walking distance of the rinks that we're at. So we have three people to a room, and we stay there all week. And then there's a cafeteria, so they'll feed you three meals a day and snacks and stuff. And there's food at the rink all the time, so you're pretty much constantly eating. And then they give you money, too, so if you want to leave and go get food and stuff, that's available as well.
So, who did you get stuck rooming with?
Julie Chu and Hannah Brandt.
Okay, that would be just the coolest thing. Julie Chu, I mean, really? Did you just sit there at night and go ask her like 50 questions?
Yeah, like I said, the whole week I was in awe. I mean, little girls were asking for our autographs, and I just wanted to turn and ask them, like, can I get one too by chance? I didn't want to be that kid, but I was tempted for sure. I was in awe, and she was a very, very nice and very inviting, so I got lucky.
And for you, Montana, who did you room with?
Molly Engstrom and Marissa Gedman.
Okay, I'm not familiar with them. Where do they come from?
Marissa Gedman plays at Harvard, and Molly Engstrom played at Wisconsin, and she's been on the Olympic team, too. So, mm-hmm.
So with all these veterans around, I know, Emily, you mentioned you asked Julie Chu a bunch of questions. Was there any one person that was probably the one veteran that really did help out and you were able to kind of pick their brain on what to do next in order to make the team?
Yeah, Caitlin Cahow, she's an Olympic player, and in August she was my roommate, so I got to know her decently well, and she was on my team at this camp, and she would give me advice like, you're a good player, like, you just have the confidence to go out there, and I think that helped a lot, and if I was doing well, she would always let me know, and it was nice to hear that Olympians think you're doing well.
One of the Olympians retired. She made her announcement there in Blaine, Angela Ruggiero, and she's played 16 years, 4 Olympic teams. What was it like to actually have her come to the camp and make that announcement in front of all of you?
It was a very emotional experience for her and the girls she played with. And just to sit there and hear her retirement speech was, I mean, it was chilling to me, and I don't even know her personally. It just goes to show what the program does for a lot of people and what the people do for the program as well. And you realize that you're representing something a lot bigger than yourself, and that's really how they all feel. And it's pretty cool to be a part of it.
Well, I know one of the mantras for the USA on the women's side, I'm sure it's for both teams, but team first is their mantra. It talks about the name on the front of the jersey, not the one on the back. And obviously Herb Brooks kind of came up with that whole persona. Montana, what was it like for you to know that on the front of your jersey it said USA?
It's a great feeling, and like taking pictures, like Em and I took pictures together in like USA jerseys, and it's crazy to think that like we're doing that, especially like we've grown up playing against each other for so long, and it's cool to get the experience to do it together.
One of your teammates who got to travel with us, Erica Wheelhouse, has also been on the list of players that are being taken notice. It sure would have been nice if she could have been invited to the camp, but she'll get her chance hopefully next year. What's it like to know that Beaver hockey has come this far where you're getting some recognition finally, Em?
It's so cool. When we were at the camp, I know, Tana, we'd be sitting in the cafeteria and girls would be commenting on how well our season has been this year. And it was pretty cool. We had recognition from, I'd say, all the girls there knew who Bemidji State was and how we were doing this year. So,
for you, Tana, I'm sure you had the same group of people that you talked to in August that were like, wow, you guys got off to a great start.
Mm-hmm. And even like the Wisconsin players, like even when they beat us by, what was it, like 6-1, and we were just talking about it, and they're like, you guys didn't, like, it wasn't as bad as that the score showed, obviously, and stuff, and like they know that we're hard to play against and they're taking us seriously now, and it's kind of nice to know.
Looking at that experience as a whole, obviously that's a chance in a lifetime for many young players and players that may even be listening to this interview right now. What advice do you give to a young girl wanting to play someday for Team USA, Em?
I've grown up ever since I started hockey at five, six years old, and I've seen girls in the USA jersey, and I've always wanted to be a part of that, and it's always something in the back of your mind. You know, you train, you work hard, and to be able to do that, you keep working on it, and you keep focusing, and I mean, you dream your dream, and then someday, I was blessed enough to actually go live it out. So.
And for you, Montana?
Just like having confidence in your abilities. Like some players, or like we had a mental skills person there saying like there's so many great players that don't believe that they're as good as they are. And so I think like if you just have the confidence that you can do it, that'll be huge.
I know you both probably wish you could have been on the road with your teammates against Robert Morris, two big wins there. But how fun was it to be able to kind of cheer them from the road and know that they were doing their job?
It was really fun. And being able to watch video yesterday with the girls and see some of the highlights from the game, it was nice to at least get a view of part of the game. So, and I was on my way home from camp and I was listening to you on the radio. So we kept in touch with how they were doing. And I know Tana and I were texting each other live updates and whatnot. So.
It's really stressful for me. You're like watching live stats and listening, and it's just, it's awful not being able to like help them and do it. But it was great that they won and on the road and got a sweep. And yeah, watching video, like actually seeing what was happening was kind of nice.
What's next for you? Obviously, the camp was a tryout of sorts. What's next? When do you find out? Obviously, it's a non-Olympic year. Is there any kind of feedback from them that you have to wait for?
They didn't really say anything about Worlds is in April, and so that I think like this was kind of a tryout for that, but I don't really know when we hear, because they never really said what happened. So
nonetheless, it's a great experience. Congratulations to you both, and Beaver hockey fans awfully proud again to be able to have two of their own featured at the USA Hockey Camp. Congratulations.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you.